we offer this remembrance of Yolanda Denise King, who died on Tuesday. Yolanda King was an actress, an author, and an inspirational speaker, but she was best known as the eldest child of civil rights leaders Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. She spent much of her life tending the legacies of her parents. Here's Yolanda King speaking at her mother's memorial service in 2006.
I know that my mother is smiling down on us. There was no way that we could have fully celebrated her remarkable life without taking this time to praise, to dance, to share the artistry that was so much a part of who she was.
Yolanda King shared the burdens of her parents' civil rights crusade from the beginning. She was born just 2 weeks before Rosa Parks' decision not to give up her seat on a city bus sparked the Montgomery bus boycott. Yolanda was just an infant when bombers targeted the King family home in retaliation. Yolanda King often expressed mixed feelings about her family's life in the public eye, as she did in recent years when family disputes about the King Center became public.
We must operate from an understanding of what we represent to the larger society. And it's tough because we are just like any other family. We have our differences. And so it's a responsibility. As I say to people, it's an awesome, tremendous blessing. And it's also a pretty heavy-duty responsibility as well.
Eventually, Yolanda King carved out a space for her own work and ideas. She founded Higher Ground Productions, a company that combined her passion for entertainment with her personal mission to promote nonviolence. She also wrote Open My Eyes, Open My Soul, celebrating our common humanity. Yolanda King discussed the beliefs that influenced her book on NPR in 2004.
I think that the more and more what just resonates with me so strongly is my whole spirituality and the fact that we are my belief that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And therefore, we are connected to this incredible source, whatever you want to call it, God, the higher power, whatever, the universe. We are connected to this force and to this source. And therefore, it makes us all one. We are all connected. Mm-hmm. And so it's those kinds of values and that kind of passion that fuels me.
Yolanda King died in Santa Monica, California on Tuesday. She was 51.